Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a few clouds and 67 degrees. Some Democrats are pushing for a massive spending package. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Democrats are trying to stuff as much as they can into their big social spending bill. It's just not environmental policies and tax hikes. Liberals could use the multi-trillion dollar bill to pass immigration reform and create pathways to citizenship for millions.
That is too precious and too important of an opportunity for us to allow to sail by.
Budget bills are reserved exclusively for money and taxes. Democrats are already using this special process to avoid a filibuster. The Senate can't pass immigration the regular way because of the filibuster. But it's different if Democrats can jam immigration into this bill.
The $3.5 trillion spending package focuses on expanding social programs and federal health care benefits, creating climate change policies, and greater investments in education. Wichita police are still trying to locate 23-year-old Keyshawn Dawson, wanted for murder and other charges stemming from a fatal shooting in Wichita's Old Town.
During a Wednesday news briefing, police said that based on tips from the public, Dawson may be in South Wichita. However, family members are not being helpful in that search. Officer Donnell Watson said the search for Dawson is a top priority and the community can help.
Someone has information on Keyshawn's whereabouts, and he knows that the police is looking for him. If you have information about Keyshawn, please let us know.
Police say Dawson is considered to be armed and dangerous. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting just over 3,600 new coronavirus cases since Monday and 28 deaths. In Sedgwick County, there have been 370 new cases since Tuesday. The Sedgwick County Commission has received the latest update on COVID-19 in the county.
Deputy County Manager Tim Kaufman reported the latest rolling positivity rate is over 9%. However, the rate last week was much higher.
Of the folks that we sampled, almost 1,700 folks last week, 21% of those results came back as positive.
He also reported a 600% increase in testing since June 28th. The county is testing between 300 and 400 people per day. There are 206 people in local hospitals with COVID, an increase of 9 from the week before. 78 people are in ICU, an increase of 5. Out of the county's total population, 41.9% are fully vaccinated. Last week, the county said roughly 10% of people have natural immunity from a previous infection. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police are investigating a possible rape on the Wichita State University campus. The alleged rape at Shocker Hall took place Sunday and was reported Tuesday. In a statement, University President Rick Muma says Wichita State University does not tolerate any act of sexual violence. He added that student safety is their top priority and they take any report of sexual violence seriously. The Senate Judiciary Committee listened to testimony Wednesday from four elite female gymnasts about the FBI's failure to investigate their reports of abuse by a former gymnast team doctor.
USA gymnast Michaela Maroney told senators while seated next to fellow gymnasts Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Maggie Nichols that she told the FBI in 2015 USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar was abusing her, and when they finally got around to documenting her case, what they wrote was false.
They had legal, legitimate evidence of child abuse and did nothing. If they're not going to protect me, I want to know, who are they trying to protect?
FBI Director Christopher Wray said after the FBI Inspector General report over the summer found violations and errors in the handling of their cases, the FBI supervisory agent was demoted and in the past week fired. But Maroney and other gymnasts said more accountability is required of gymnastics and Olympic officials as well as of the FBI. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Here on this Thursday morning, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning in Wichita. Well, the traffic conditions right now actually looking pretty good here in Wichita. Not seeing any large traffic tie-ups or slowdowns out there, and I am seeing some higher volumes here and there, but traffic really hasn't started to pick up all that much just yet out there. And haven't seen much change in the gasoline prices. That high end still $2.89 a gallon. Still easy enough to find $2.85 out there. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a clear sky here across south central Kansas early on. We expect to be sunny and warmer, a bit breezy this afternoon with a high close to 90. Clear and dry through tonight, low 67, and a weak frontal boundary moves in tomorrow. Most of the rain chances will stay to our west and north. Sunny with a high 91 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now clear, 65 degrees, and we have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:11, Steve at 10 in the morning on Thursday, September 16th, 2021. mostly sunny skies, slightly cooler temperatures across central Kansas Wednesday. After we had that overnight rain come through the area, Wichita's high temperature was 87 degrees, a normal high for the date 84. On this date, September 16th in 1974, President Gerald R. Ford announced a conditional amnesty program for Vietnam War deserters and draft evaders. And I'm sure that's another one of those things that wasn't very popular with the voters when they went to elect or vote for President Ford in 76. He did a couple of things. One of them was the Nixon pardon, of course. That was the big one. We have a situation or a story out of Boston that it really is kind of interesting in their race to, or their election for mayor. For the first time in 200 years, Boston voters have narrowed the field of mayoral candidates to two women of color who will face off against each other in November. City councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Isebe George topped the five-person race in Tuesday's preliminary runoff. Now, among those they defeated were acting mayor Kim Janey, city councilor Andrea Campbell, and John Barros, the city's former economic development chief. All five were candidates of color, a major shift away from two centuries of Boston politics dominated by white men. Wu's parents immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan. Isabi George describes herself as a first-generation Arab-Polish-American. Whoever wins November 2nd will make history in a city that has never elected a woman or Asian-American mayor. For the past 200 years, the office has been held exclusively by white men. Now, that's Boston. And one of the things I think about, Ted, is Ted, good morning, Ted, you're here.
Hello.
The changing demographic face of America, and when it comes to politics, I think about this a lot. We are not the same people we were 20 years ago.
That's correct. Yeah,
I mean the demographics are changing. Immigration and so forth. Ethnic groups are growing. Some are not. And so the whole face of the American electorate is vastly different than it was, I'd say 20 years ago when we started doing the show, even 23 years ago.
So. And yet when it comes to presidential elections, it always ends up two elderly white men males going up against each other.
Sure, that's sure.
That's pretty much what it kind of seems like.
Been the pattern, hasn't it? All right, well, the changing face of America. We're not changing here at KNSS, Steve and Ted Show, not changing much. So we try to keep up with the trends of the day. But this is show number by the show number 6002. We celebrated our 6,000th show this week, and we're keeping up. Ted, we've got the Toy Hall of Fame candidates this morning, the nominees, if you were. And we're going to run those down for probably a couple times this morning. Cabbage Patch Kids are mentioned. The rosy-cheeked dolls that left store shelves picked clean during the first big holiday toy craze. They're up for a spot in the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Boy, my sister wanted one of those so badly.
I think when
my mom found out how much they cost, she said,
Well, I think I may have a couple in my in our storage in our garage someplace.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, my daughter, boom, when that hit, it had to have a Cabbage Patch doll. Weren't there like 12 or 13 of them you could get?
They wanted people to go out and buy multiples of them.
I think we got hit for several. I'm not sure where they are. I wonder if they'll be worth anything as antiques. Here's one up for garden variety sand is up for a possible entry. Now there's something we've all played in. Made sandcastles anyway. The toy fire engine.
That's a classic.
It should have been there long ago. My two oldest grandsons, Reese and Nolan, when they were maybe three maybe, for Christmas, they each got from Santa a giant red fire truck.
Nice.
Got the same one. Each of them got their own. I mean, it had like six double D batteries that went in.
Oh, boy.
Got a big ladder that went up in here. Yeah. That was quite a toy. I'm glad Santa thought of getting that for the boys.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I don't know where they are anymore. And there's some other Pretty good entries, I think. How about the Battleship?
Oh, Risk, classic Risk. Game.
Here's one. Billiards. How about that? Anyway, we're going to talk about it a little
more. Yeah, that's billiards isn't a toy.
How does that fit in as a
toy? It's a game, though, isn't it? Mahjong, is that a card game? What's that?
Tiles.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've never played it.
Or computer now. You do it on computer.
Okay, you do. Yeah. Okay. But, there's some interesting possibilities. They're going to name the, later this year, I think in November, they're going to name the new Hall of Fame, Toy Hall of Fame toys. And we'll, like I said, we'll look at that again a little bit later on this morning. Hey, download the Odyssey app to listen to KNSS and make sure you make it a favorite.
Yeah, like us, station, make us a favorite. Yep.
Download the Odyssey app. 6:18 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. I'm going to guess you're going to talk about the resuming a baseball game. That's one of the things going on.
Yep, a lot of baseball at Riverfront Stadium yesterday. Resuming the suspended game from the rain and the storms on Tuesday night. Wichita was already down 4-1, and they could not come back in that one. Arkansas ended up winning the suspended game 10-5. Then the regularly scheduled game last night, that'll be a 7-inning affair, Wichita and Arkansas. Twice, Wichita was down by 2 runs, but Wichita kept going at it, had 10 hits. Bases loaded double, driving in all 3 runs by designated hitter Spencer Steer in the bottom of the 5th inning. And then the Wind Surge bullpen working 3 1/3 scoreless innings to finish it up. And Wichita comes back to win that game 6-4 as a big win, because that means Wichita now is just 1 win away from playing in the championship series in its inaugural season. The Surge has a 3.5-game lead for that spot with 4 games to go, so they are 1 win away. Maybe it'll be tonight. Wichita Wind Surge hosting the Arkansas Travelers, 7:05 tonight downtown at Riverfront Stadium. Major League Baseball last night. Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics coming off that 4-hour game on Tuesday night. Well, I'll tell you what, I guess they're giving the fans their money's worth. Another 4-hour game. This one featured 361 pitches. And it was a long, high-scoring affair. The Royals did lose the game 12-10 as Oakland had a 7-run lead and then held on to beat the Royals despite KC having the bases loaded with no outs in the bottom of the 9th, but they only got 1 run on a ground out. But guess who had another big hit for the Royals? Catcher Salvador Perez. You heard the game on KFH.
7-leaf clovers now. Those are so rare. There's a fly ball. Hit pretty well. Deep right center field. That's way back there, and that ball is gone. Another Salvador Perez home run. His 44th of the year. Salvi does it again.
He's now got 110 runs driven in this season. That is tops in Major League Baseball.
What did I hear last night that among catchers he will soon... He's very close to tying Johnny Bench.
He's won behind Johnny Bench's all-time records for a catcher for a season. One season. Yeah, Bench hit 45 homers, I think, in 1970. So Salvi's closing in on that. All he needs is a couple home runs here in the last 2.5 weeks to break Johnny Bench's record. Maybe it'll come this afternoon. The Royals and the Athletics turn around and play an afternoon game today to finish up this 3-game series. That'll be at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Royals and the A's. And that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Getting a week 3 started in football. We have Thursday night football tonight. It's the New York Giants in the nation's capital visiting the Washington football team. Both teams off to an 0-1 start. Washington is a 3.5-point favorite at home. Giants and Washington, 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen live on KFH. And in college volleyball, a JUCO volleyball last night. Cowley College, ranked number 2 in the nation. Another sweep. They sweep Kansas City, Kansas, 3-0. The Cowley volleyball team, ranked number 2 in the nation. Now 12-0. All 12 wins are sweeps.
Wow.
No one's even coming close to Cowley.
Good
They're
team.
Off to a 12-0 start. And the Butler volleyball team, they're ranked 16th in the nation. They go on the road and sweep Barton County, 3-0. Butler volleyball team has won 9 in a row. Those are all sweeps. Wonder what's going to happen when Butler and Cowley hook up.
That'll be good.
A matchup. There you go. Good JUCO volleyball action going on there in the area. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Does spanking teach a kid a lesson?
Okay.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.